Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. After 40 years of teaching orchestra in Rapid City, Mr. William Evans leaves the podium. He's a graduate of Stevens High School, class of 1972, and he's the most tenured teacher at the school. Though he's conducted his final concert for the high school, his legacy in South Dakota music education lives on, and he joins us now for a quick conversation about just a few of the highlights of that career. Mr. Evans, welcome.
Thank you for having me on. I'm very flattered to be here.
All right. How does it feel to sort of put the baton down and figure out what's next?
It's a very bittersweet feeling, I have to tell you. Honestly, there's nothing I'd rather be doing than working with the children.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just realize it's time to move on and pass the baton to the next generation. The orchestras are playing better than they ever have here in Rapid City, and whoever gets the job is going to be working with a bunch of wonderful young people.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to sitting in the audience and hearing this program continue on, because I think it's a real gem.
So my daughter plays the cello over, and not in Rapid City, she goes to a different high school, but when we went out for All-State Orchestra, I think she was there for Honors Orchestra one year, walked around downtown Rapid City, and she's, 5'2", she's got a cello strapped on her back, people are going to talk to her. And we keep meeting these people in Rapid City, and every one of them says, oh, I played the viola, or oh, I played the cello, I played the... And we looked around, like, where are we that in downtown Rapid City, every store clerk, every passerby, every shopper has a background in classical music from high school here? And I realized then that really speaks to the program, that all these people, who grew up and graduated from the high school and stayed in the community, have a background in classical music because of you.
Well, not necessarily just me, but in general, Rapid City's been a music community clear back to the 1800s. You know, Walt Disney made a movie about the bands in Rapid City,
right,
called The One and Only Genuine Original Family Band, based on the Van Nuys book, I believe. And the bands have always been wonderful. The orchestras, they started taking off. They were around for many, many years, but they started taking off about the time I got back from, I majored in architecture at the University of Nebraska, and a director of bands called me in one day and said, I really think you ought to be a musician. And I said, so I started taking music classes. On graduation day, he grabbed my parents and dragged them into the music building and said, I figured out how to give this guy two more baccalaureate degrees if he stays three more semesters. And they said, well, okay. And so I came home waiting to interview for jobs that spring because I got finished at Christmas time. They needed a substitute for the great legacy band director, Milo Winter, who's sort of famous across the state and across the nation. And I was sitting in the office talking to him. He needed a sub. He was being put in the American Bandmasters Association, going to be gone for a week. And his wife said, well, Evans could sub for you. And I said, I guess I'm certified to do it. And so they liked what I did. They hired me. And in that spring, I was offered three positions, one at Stevens, one at Central, and one at Dakota Middle School. And I decided to take the orchestra position at Stevens, which had recently been vacated. And the first year I taught, we had five students at Stevens and maybe seven in the middle school that fed it. I would think across the city, maybe there were 60 people that were playing. First thing I did when I got the position was revamp the program, staffed it vertically. So if you started kids that didn't play very well, you got stuck with them later on. So I teach clear down into the fourth grade, as does my cohort across town, Mr. Knowles. And same way with our middle school program. They all teach in anywhere from two to three middle grade schools that feed their middle schools. So you reap what you sow here, and luckily we've got great people in all these positions. And right now it's gone up a little bit from those initial 60 people district-wide. We're at about 1,300 string players in Rapid City. And you mentioned how you keep running into these students. I figured out recently that I've taught 17,000 students over my 40-year career. So if any of them stayed here, that's a pretty good chunk.
That's right. <So. laughs> And, some of them stayed, and I know they're doing other, many kids would play in an orchestra and they would go on and do other things with their life. But some go on to careers in music or music education. Do you, keep track of some of those students who have launched from your program into the world of music broader?
Oh, definitely so. My brother's best friend, they graduated right the year I started. Bill Rounds plays in the Boston Symphony and Pops, and he's back all the time, sometimes as a soloist, sometimes just as part of a clinic or part of another group that's performing in town. Michael Hill with the Orlando Chamber Players is one of my students. Julie Edwards, who's out of the Utah Symphony. The kids are all over the place. To be honest with you, usually kids take the music as an avocational thing, mm-hmm. and many of our best players would never even think of going into music. And to be honest with you, I was kind of the same way. I mean, I was a good player, but I was never really considering music as a career. That's just sort of something you did for enjoyment and self-enrichment. But luckily, I had the right mentoring when I started, and I was lucky enough to work with both Myla Winter and Jack Knowles, who was the director of the Rapid City Symphony at the time when I got back. And things really took off. And as we started, there were two string teachers in town when I started. Now there are seven. And I think that it sort of feeds on itself. When the kids start realizing it's cool to be part of a group, more of them want to do it. And we realized early on that the bigger the better when it comes to orchestra. The kids don't feel isolated. Oftentimes in these kind of situations, the students are taught in very small groups and one-on-one, and that appeals to certain kids. But virtually all students want to be part of something big. So we started creating these large all-city groups that perform once a year and everything. And our fourth grade orchestra that takes the stage in March and does a big concert will have 450 perhaps kids in it, anywhere from there to nearly 500. Mm-hmm. And that one concert alone will have, this year it was 998 kids participating in that performance. So wow. They like to be part of something big.
Will you stay in the community and be part of the community still, or what are your plans next?
Oh, definitely. So I'm involved in church music here in Blessed Sacrament Church in Rapid City and at the cathedral a little bit. And we have a ranch in Harding County that's still in the family that my siblings and I still own. And, of course, I grew up here, and this is where my friends are. And I plan on doing a lot more traveling, because the odd thing about being a teacher right out of school is you never get to do things in the fall that a lot of people right. get to do. For instance, see the leaves in New England, go to the Three Choirs Festival in England, or just my beloved Cornhusker football games that I'm sort of addicted to. Those kind of things I plan on doing a lot more of, but also continuing to play in the Black Hills Symphony, which I enjoy a lot, and to continue in the church music world here. So, oh yeah, I plan on staying here.
When students who aren't interested in going on into music or music education sort of put down, you know, their instrument maybe for the last time at the end of high school or college, what do you hope they take with them from the experience of being in your orchestra into the rest of their lives?
Well, the goal of all public music education is to build a music consuming community. And I think we've done that very effectively here in Rapid City, perhaps as well as any place. Our band and orchestra and choir programs, coupled with the music memory program, which is another thing altogether, it's basically a drop that needle sort of thing that the symphony participates in and the music teachers district-wide participate in with the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. Teaches kids 10 classics per year that they kind of can recognize if you play three or four notes from them. So we're building into these children at an early age the ability to discriminate between, you know, great music and what the media sort of now feeds them in popular culture and whatnot. And it's kind of incredible to see it happening. We have students that would prefer to play Bach as opposed to some of the other music that maybe isn't as profound that they're fed on a daily basis through the public media. So I think that our goal as music educators is to build that music-consuming culture. And I think it's setting it, like you mentioned, you're running into people all the time.
Yeah.
And they wear that past, I used to play kind of with pride, and hopefully they'll start playing again, and many of them do.
Right. William Evans retires after 40 years of teaching orchestra in Rapid City at Stevens High School. Congratulations, and enjoy those fall leaves and those summer trips. We look forward to hearing from you again in a different context as you move on to your next act.
It was a joy talking to you. Thank you.